actually Junine. You go to one with Junine. I put one and you look at your name. It's a one and open late, the lady of mine. My boy, you know, my boy, I'm popular. I'm going to be Gigi de Biao, who are putting us all in
good evening and welcome to this evening's edition of the program. First of all, we must begin to apologize for a bit of the delay before coming to this program. As always, this is your platform. We are reaching from London. My name is Uche Mofo. We have had some technical issues since yesterday, but today, at this particular point in time, we can, with some degree certainty, say that we are live, and there is nothing the evil one, there is nothing the tractors can do about it. This is Radio Biafra Live broadcast for the 7th of October, 2014. We are glad that we are alive. We thank God Almighty for making it possible for us to be alive up to this moment. To you all indigenous people of Biafra, to all men and women of goodwill, to all friends of Biafra, to even enemies of Biafra, welcome to this program, because this remains the platform upon which we continue to deliberate on the issues affecting the lives of ordinary citizens of Biafra in the zoo called Nigeria and elsewhere around the world. This program is also for all those whose human rights have been trampled upon, to all those whose freedom, whose economic freedom have been targeted, to all those who are politically disenfranchised, to all those who are on the edge, to you all indigenous people of Biafra. This is for you. This is your platform. We welcome you from wherever you are listening on this planet Earth. As we welcome you, please try and welcome other people. Tell them that Radio Biafra is as usual on air, and we do not owe anybody any apology. We are proclaiming the good news of Biafra until Biafra is restored. And so, since Biafra was wrongly robbed us, we must do everything humanly possible to restore Biafra by any means possible. And that is what we are doing. We do not prevaricate. We do not dine and wine with the enemy, the Nigerian government. We are going to confront Nigerian government whether they like it or not. But in doing so, we must also be prepared. And that is why every man and woman of goodwill, every indigenous people of Biafra, wherever you are, this is a clarion call that you must contribute your quota towards the Biafra Restoration Project, because this is a people's project. It is not a one-man project. And it is not just a project for a group of people. It is a project for the whole citizens of Biafra, to all those who have believed in the truth that is Biafra, Biafra that is freedom, and that freedom which is for all mankind. These are the people that we are calling, not people who are shouting Biafra on top of their voices in the morning and in the night. They go and romance Nigerian government. They go chasing for contract in Abuja. These are not the people we are talking about. We are talking about people who are sincere, people who have committed themselves to this noble cause. These are the people that we are uniting with. and there is nothing anybody can do about it. I am joined this evening on this program by no other but the eminent barrister at law, Barrister Imam Mezu from London, and also Carol Chidimma Monday, the law herself. Carol remains very dear to her heart because of her love for humanity. She has embraced the people of Biafra and has taken the people of Biafra as her own. And we must also take her as our own. Any injury to Carol Monday is an injury to all of us. Her burden must be our burden. Her pains should be our pains. And that is how it should be. And that is the spirit here on the platform of Radio Biafra and among the indigenous people of Biafra. We are also not forgetting the lady herself, Ebi Asogwa from Israel. She remains the PRO and the Secretary of Indigenous People of Biafra in Israel. We welcome all of them, and very soon we'll be going to them for them to say hello to you. And before we do that, there are a few house rules. If you want to listen to this program, you can get this live at www.indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org, www.indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org, or at www.peopleofbiafra.org. Better still, you can get this live broadcast at www.ipob.org or www.biafratv.co. We are also at www.biafravoice.com, www.biafrarestoration.com. We are also on satellite, we are on TuneIn, and we are on Shoutcast. We are everywhere imaginable on this planet Earth. We also want to let you know that this program is also being telecasted, and if you want to watch and listen via the TV portal, there are two platforms through which you can do this. These are www.biafratv.co and www.ipob.org. If you must do so, you must have to stop the audio button, which is the radio, and then scroll down to the middle of the website and then start the TV button. If you do not stop the audio and then start the TV, you will be hearing two voices, and that means there will be echo and it will be chaotic. You must listen to this, otherwise you may not enjoy it. This is your platform, and welcome once more. We will now go to Carol Monday, to Barrister Imam Mezu, and to Ebi Asogwa to say hello to you. But first of all, we will start with ladies. I will go to Carol Monday first to say hello to you, and after that, we go to Ebi Asogwa and then Barrister Imam Mezu. For a very simple reason, that this is England and we must observe the protocols. Yes, Carol, please, can you say hello to our listeners? They are waiting.
And good evening, but it's good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, because we go out to the whole world. I know that we're having trouble, those that are trying to log on to www.radiobiafra.co. I don't know if you're going to get this message, but, you know, try other websites. We are live streaming out, I think currently www.ipob.org. Pass that on to your friends if you can hear me now. Pass it on through your websites. And welcome everybody. Good evening. Back to you, Chum.
Yes, thank you, Carol. Thank you. And we go to Ebi Asawa to say hello to you all. Ebi, are you hearing us?
Yeah, I'm here. I'll say good morning, good afternoon, good evening to Biafrans all over the world. This is Ebi Asogwa, and you are hearing me right live and direct from Tel Aviv, Israel. And I tell you, welcome once more, and happy listening to today's edition.
Yes, thank you very much. And we will now go to no other but the eminent barrister, Lord Barrister Mamezu, to say hello to you. Barrister?
Good evening, Uche Mefo. Okukua, the deputy, Juno nearly called you deputy prime minister, the deputy director
Barrister Nekwam
of Ethiopia Afra. Good evening, Lolo Chidimma Karumonde, the only woman, the only Caucasian white woman who is in the midst of Biafrans supporting and willing to die for Biafra restoration. Lolo Mande, we salute you. Biafrans love you. We will always, because you're coming to Biafra land, particularly I must state, according to you, in Owerri. That's why you are Lolo Caro Mande. Good evening, Chidimma. You know, charity begins at home. I have to thank all of you, first of all, before I will reach the Biafrans at large, calling and staying in Tel Aviv, in Israel. You are also welcomed to this Radio Biafra. First time we are sharing this platform. Good evening to you, and good evening to the Israelis, or if you like, the Israelites who are keeping you safe. Good evening, fellow Biafrans, wherever you are, east, west, or north, and south. We thank you for joining us this evening. We have to apologize for yesterday because, of course, we do have technical issues. But Biafrans will always succeed and survive any problems that is coming before us. Because why? We are Biafrans. We will always overcome and overtake whatever situation that is placed before us. We will jump and pass. Chukwu Abiyama is our witness. Wherever you are, we are calling upon you to join us this evening. And always, I thank you for all your listenership, for your support, all the assistance you've been giving to Radio Biafra. Regardless of what is happening, we always give thanks to all of you, and most especially to Chukwu Abiyama, after our atonement and the fasting that all of us did. We thank you, friends, well wishers, and those who have the interest of Biafra at heart. We love all of you. We stay tuned for Uche Mefo to bring about the news. Good evening.
Thank you, Barrister, for that. Thank you very much. And we will now go to, I will not read the news. We will go to Ebia Sowa to read the news for us this evening, and of course from there we will now take it to another level, which is the analysis. Ebia, I don't know whether you're hearing me.
Yes, I can hear you, Uche Mefo. Thank you very much, and thank you also, Barrister Imamezu, and our dear Lolo Caro Chidimma Monde, for being with us here tonight. And once again, I welcome Biafrans all over the world, wherever you are now. The time is approximately 9:40 here in Israel and 7:40 in Biafra land. And this is a live program coming to you. I'm talking right now from Tel Aviv, Israel. So this is not a recorded program, but a live program. And I also welcome the people in the Biafrans in Israel, wherever you are right now. And I say happy listening. We thank God for the atonement which has come and gone, and I thank God that it was very peaceful. And I believe Biafrans, wherever they were, that on 3rd and 4th, that they really prayed very much. The atonement went so well in Israel. There may not be much people gathered because of the restriction of movement, but I believe the few that gathered, we really did it wonderfully. And once again, I welcome you. This is Radio Biafra live broadcast, and to some people, it's a citadel of learning. Some it's a place of worship, but to me, I think it's the best school of thoughts ever. And my name again is Ebia Sogwa, and I thank you, Uche Mefo, for making this broadcast a successful today. And I will still commend Biafrans all over the world You should also try to send your pictures or videos, if you have any, to our pages, especially the one in London pages, at least for people all over the world to see what we are doing. And I also have to tell them to be steadfast in whatever thing they are doing. Many people want it to come today, tomorrow, but I tell you, we are working, and I believe our director is really doing a great job to see that Biafra comes. And today is Tweet Tuesday, and I believe wherever you are, Biafrans, you tweeted today. We should not forget that. We should keep on tweeting. We should keep on sending messages all over the world. They should hear our voice. They should not really there are Biafrans all over. You should not keep quiet. We should be doing something. If you cannot crawl, you should walk. If you cannot walk, you should run. But you should keep on spreading this message all over the world. They should try to hear our voice, and whoever wherever we are, we should not stop praying for our nation. We should not stop praying for Biafrans that are still in the zoo or in Biafran land, at least for their safety, before we can be able to do anything. Because right now you see the news and whatever thing happening right down there in Biafran land, we should not stop praying. We very much know that Chukwu Abiama is by our side, and he will not leave us astray. And I'm trying to use this avenue to try to encourage Biafrans in Israel. You should not be weak. You should keep on pushing. You should not be weary. I don't know why we should be backsliding now. Though there are still strong ones, and you are hearing my voice right now, I'm trying to tell you, please, you should be strong in what we are doing. You cannot give up right now. We have come so far that you will not give up. And this is also an encouragement to Biafrans all over the world. We are fighting for our nation. I don't know why we would like to invest so much money on something else which is not beneficial, but when it comes to things that is going to last for eternity, we don't want to put anything on that. And also, people think when they say August is the deadline that we are not going to pay. If you've not paid your defense fund, please try to do that. We are not going to get this on an empty hand or with an empty pocket. Please, you should try to pay your defense fund, and also be steady in what you are doing. When we talk about consistency, it's not all about doing something today and deviating tomorrow. You should keep on doing whatever thing you're doing. And for the officials all over the world doing a great job for us, I'll also commend you. Never you lose hope. At times, our handling positions might not be really easy, but you don't have to lose hope. This is something that has been bestowed on you as a leader. You should try as much as possible to make changes wherever you are, as a national coordinator, a zonal coordinator, or whatever post you are holding as an official. You should try as much as possible to create an impact wherever you are. And I'm always also encouraging people that are doing a great job, they should keep on doing what they're doing very well. And whenever we talk, we are whiter than white and we are whiter than snow. There is nothing like being honest in whatever thing you're doing. As a Biafran, we are dedicated, we are sincere, we are principled, and we are honest in whatever thing that we are doing. And I also say, please don't give up. And I also commend my director. I know wherever he is now, he's doing a very tremendous job. It's not an easy thing, broadcasting every day, trying to put one or two things in order to make sure that this struggle is a success. And I believe Chukwu Abiama by our side, we are going to restore Biafra. That I know for sure. And I will not also forget to acknowledge the women worldwide, wherever they are, starting from our Lolo, Caro Chidimma Monde. We love you so much. You are really, in fact, your behavior is worthy of emulation. You are like a light. You are throwing a light to the paths of women all over you, all over the world. And I'm urging women, wherever you are now, if this lady can fight for us, why can't you fight for yourself? And I also commend our sister, our dear mama, Eberechukwu Anibog. She's a mother, she's a sister, she's everything. We women can never forget, like, praising her. She she's really doing a very, very nice job. And also our beloved sister Ngozi Madu, wherever you are right now, we are proud of you. And all the women worldwide, Ebi Asowa is really saying thank you for the wonderful jobs you people are doing. And for today, we are going to go on the news headline that we have. It has come to our notice. It has come to our notice that South Africa vows to sack Christ embassy as authority whom lays Chris Oyakhilome at the airport. When we always talk about all these churches, Pentecostal churches and whatever, I don't really know how people should really try to wake up. If you're a leader, you should practice what you preach. I don't really know what's happening here. So what I'm going to read now is the news headline and accompanied news summary. When it comes to the fresh arms deal, South Africa seizes another $5.7 million. This thing we are saying is not up to 3 weeks after South Africa confiscated $9.3 million belonging to the federal government of the zoo. I don't really know what is happening in the zoo right now. I don't know this issue of that is the zoo. They would always want to loot public funds, try as much as possible to smuggle it out. It goes like this. 3 weeks after South Africa confiscated $9.3 million belonging to the federal government over an alleged illegal arms deal, the South African
This is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast. There is an issue here and we must try to rectify it. We have lost connection from Israel, and we will be back in a minute.
Ufa
Yes, this is still Radio Biafra live broadcast, and we are reaching from London. Apologies for the break in transmission. It was due to some unforeseen circumstances, and we must soldier on. We must continue to soldier on because we are Biafrans. No matter what the enemies are doing, no matter what the tractors are doing, we must continue to do what we are doing. This is Radio Biafra live broadcast, and we are reaching from London. And my name is Uchenna Four. We were reading the news headlines, and we must try to connect. But before then, we must try to give you some important details. And these important details are on the screen or the TV portal where you can get Radio Biafra live broadcast. You can get this at www.biafrarestoration.com, www.ipob.org, www.biafravoice.com, www.biafratv.co, www.indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org, www.peopleofbiafra.org. You can also watch this if you want to, because it is being telecasted before we went off air. We are back at the moment. We are back. We will try to reconnect with Ebie Asogwa from Israel and Barrister Mamezu, and of course Lolo Caro Chidima Monday very shortly. We will be back in a minute. Oh,
no more nadi. I have was the alpha one name work and no.
This is still Radio Biafra Live Broadcast. We sincerely apologize for the delays, for the intermittency of this transmission. This is as a result of some technical difficulties that we had. We are back now. We are back now, and we must continue to soldier on. We must not abandon this broadcast. We must face this problem head on, and we can say with some degree of certainty that we are moving forward. We welcome you once again from wherever you are. This is still Radio Biafra Live Broadcast, and for some reasons we do not know why this happened, but we are here. The system got frozen, and there is nothing we could do about it, but we are back. Apologies once more. This is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast. I must bring back Barrister Mamesu, Carol Monday, and Ebia Sogwa, and we must do some kind of recap, because it has taken some time, and then we will continue from where we stopped. We have wasted for about 30 to 40 minutes, but we can see what we can do. This is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast, and we are not retreating, and we are not surrendering. There is no going back on this, and this is the spirit here. This is the spirit at Radio Biafra. I will now go back to Barrister Imam Mezu and Carol Monday, and of course Ebia Sogwa, to reintroduce themselves, or rather to recap on whatever we have said before. We remember Abby was reading the news. She has to continue and finish that news, and then we will go into analysis of it. This is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast, and we are reaching you from London once again. My name is Uchemefo Four, and this is how it's been. Yes, Barrister, I don't know whether you're hearing me. If you're hearing me, please can you tell the esteemed listeners of Radio Biafra, especially indigenous people of Biafra and all of us of freedom and justice from around the world, that you are here, Barrister?
Thank you, Uchemefo. Good evening once again, my people. Whatever you are, Uchemefo, I think your volume might need a little bit of an increment because it's a little bit too low here on my side. Probably could be coming from me. We thank you again for rejoining us. Thank you. We've already introduced ourselves, and Abia Sogwa from Israel. She's an Israelite. She has started the news already before we had a hiccup, and we are starting again. So for those who are just joining us, you haven't missed anything at all. So we welcome you back again here on Radio Biafra London. And of course, I'm here with the Deputy Director Uchemefo and our own Lolo Carol Chidunma Mande. And of course, Ebi Asokwa, who is reading in from Israel. Thank you, Uchemefo. Back to you.
Thank you. Thank you, Barrister, for that. Ebi, are you there?
Yes, I'm there, and welcome back, Biafrans all over the world. We are sorry for that break in transmission, and we will continue with our news headline and accompanying news summary.
Yes, before you continue, can Carol Monday also announce her presence, because we want to make sure that she is there. Carol?
Hello, yes, good evening again. This is Carol Monday, Carol Chidema Monday. I mustn't forget because I always get told off. Carol Chidema Monday, here from London again. There's quite a lot I wanted to cover on. I was getting the news from Abby there at the beginning about South Africa with the billions that they're wasting on trying to get weapons down there. And I'm eager to hear the news tonight because I have some other news as well. Back to you, Chem.
Okay, so after Abby, we'll come back to you for that news. Okay, Abby, can you please go ahead and complete the news?
Yes, we are reading the news headline. South Africa seizes another $5.7 million of the Zoom money. 3 weeks after South Africa confiscated $9.3 million belonging to the federal government over an alleged illegal arms deal, the South African authorities have seized another $5.7 million arms money from Nigeria. The first one was the one connected to Pastor Oriseja IV, the CAN president. And now, last month, two Nigerians and an Israeli were arrested at Lanseria International Airport, Johannesburg, after they attempted to smuggle $9.3 million to South Africa, which the federal government described as a legitimate business deal to purchase arms for the Nigerian Intelligence Service. We don't know when Nigerians are purchasing arms from South Africa. We don't get it. This is just a statement by PR Nigeria on behalf of the Zoo government, said the report by the South African newspaper City Press on the latest transaction has vindicated the federal government's official position that the deal was legitimate. Despite explanations by the Zoo, the assets forfeiture unit of the National Prosecuting Authority of South Africa obtained a court order to seize the money for allegedly being the proceeds of illegal transaction. That's what happens to the Zoo when they take money to foreign countries. What do? They confiscate their accounts, they take the money, and you start fighting to bring it back. And the news goes, the latest transaction, according to a South Africa newspaper, City Press, was between Cerberus Risk Solution an arms broker in Cape Town and Society the Equipment Internationals, a Nigerian company in Abuja. The paper reported that the deal fell apart after Cerberus, which had earlier received $60 million, that is approximately 1.2 billion naira, from Nigeria in his account at Standard Bank, attempted to pay back the money because it could not resolve its registration formalities with the South African authorities. According to the paper, Cerberus was previously registered as a broker with the National Conventional Arms Control Committee, but the registration expired in May this year. The marketing and contracting permits also expired at the same time. The company was said to have since applied for re-registration, but the application was yet to be granted and had been in the NCACCS mailbox for more than 2 months. Following attempts by Cerberus to pay the money back to the Nigerian company, the bank became suspicious. The NPA's asset forfeiture unit subsequently obtained a court order in the South Gauteng High Court to seize the money. Cerberus attorney Martin Hood was said to have declined to comment on the matter. In the first arms deal, the two Nigerians and the Israeli national, Eyal Mesike, were arrested after they failed to declare two black plastic suitcases filled with 90 blocks, each containing $100,000 in notes, which combination locks, as well as two pieces of hand luggage also containing US currency, according to City Press. The Israeli Eyal Mesike had the combination to open the locks. The men landed at Lanseria International Airport, Johannesburg, on September 5 in a private jet from Abuja. At the time, the South Africa Revenue Service, SARS, said custom officers became suspicious when the passengers' luggage were unloaded and put through the scanners. The National Prosecuting Authority, NPA, in South Africa said there was an invoice of helicopters and animals intended to be used in Nigeria. Under South African law, a person entering or leaving the country is expected to carry not exceeding $2,300 or the equivalent in foreign currency notes. The Nigerian government later admitted it was behind the deal meant to purchase arms with which to fight Boko Haram. The South African paper said documents in its possession shows that the first consignment was personally signed off by the National Security Advisor, Sam Bodasuki, who issued the end-user certificate for the transaction. An entire shopping list was supplied with the certificate, which included everything from helicopters to unmanned aircraft, rockets, and ammunition, it says. MPA spokesperson Nati Nkube said there was no indication that the two transactions were related, adding that both are now the subject of a criminal investigation and all possible information and connections are being investigated. Meanwhile, the federal government, as well as top officers of security agencies in the country, were worried about the increasing trend by South African authorities to frustrate efforts by Nigerians to acquire weaponry and equipment needed to contain the deadly Boko Haram terrorism in northeastern Nigeria. This concern came as South African media have published documents confirming the legitimacy of the 9.3 million botched arms deals between Nigeria and the former apartheid enclave. According to sources, government is particularly concerned that South Africa has remained recalcitrant even after authoritative sources confirmed that there were official communications at the top level of the two governments, and the South African media have published documents confirming the legitimacy of the both arms deal. According to a statement by PR Nigeria,
Reporters reports by Rapport and City Press appear to finally vindicate federal government official position that the transactions were legitimate, as they confirm that contrary to insinuation, end user certificates and a shopping list accompanying the transactions, as well as a note from government on authenticating the deals. What they're trying to say here, I don't know the reason why South Africa and Nigerians try to, like, whenever you want to travel and convey money to another country, there should be a particular money to convey. When they say they're buying arms to fight Boko Haram, what about the other arms the Boko Haram are using? How did they get those arms? In the zoo, anybody can go and negotiate arms. I don't understand. I don't know if there is not a legitimate body that takes charge of all those things going on in the zoo. This government has turned out to be the most corrupt government in the history of this country. There was also another disclosure by Italian prosecutors about Malabo deal. It is said that about $533 million was shared in bribes and the money was paid to the federal government. We are yet to comment on that. Before then, we had the subsidy scan and no one has been convicted. The government is truly swimming inside corruption. It's an embarrassment to Nigeria. Afenifere. Pan-Yoruba Social Political Organization Afanifere described the latest seizure as an embarrassment to Nigeria. I wonder why it wouldn't be an embarrassment to the zoo, where there is no orderliness in whatever thing they do. You can imagine South Africa now seizing or confiscating Nigerian money. It's really pathetic. We have another news headline here. 400 Boko Haram insurgents killed in battle to retake Baza, Mishika, and Badagry. Heavy fighting between Nigerian troops and Boko Haram terrorists ensued yesterday in Adamawa State as soldiers, backed from the air by Nigerian Air Force attack helicopters, launched an attack to retake territories in the possessions of Boko Haram. In the issuing battle that continued into the night, Vanguard gathered that about 400 Boko Haram terrorists has been killed, while there were casualties on the part of the Nigerian soldiers. Military sources in Adamawa State told Vanguard that the onslaught to retake the towns of Baza, Mishika, and Badagry was launched from the town of Vintim, the hometown of the Chief of Defense Staff, Air Chief Marshal Alex Bader, and the General Officer commanding three divisions of the Army, Major General Mohammed Zarua, was coordinating the onslaught. Said the source, "I can assure you that we are advancing successfully. We have dealt a heavy blow on the terrorists. They didn't expect what they are seeing. Our armored tanks are blasting and they are running for their lives. The Air Force is providing air cover and hitting them also." Anyway, that's the fake news they gave to us when they told us that Shekau is dead and he came back to behead their pilot. And it goes, says the source, "I can assure you that I cannot give you a categorical answer regarding casualties, but so far, about 400 of the terrorists have been killed. We have casualties among our soldiers, but the propaganda circulating that 70 of our men were killed is wishful thinking." Wow. "From reports on the ongoing battle, we may have lost a few soldiers, but it cannot be confirmed because usually they may have been injured and are holed up somewhere for first aid treatment. It's only in the zoo. I can't imagine how you can go to battle with your soldiers and you don't know how many that are being wounded. You don't know how many that are being killed. But you know how many Boko Haram members that you slaughtered, up to 400. But you are not sure if 70 of your men were killed or they were alive. It's pathetic. From reports on the ongoing battle, contacted the development director of defense information, Major General Chris Olukolade confirmed the fighting but stated he cannot give casualty figures or full details as operatives on ground were yet to furnish him with the situation report. He said he would give detail when the operations concluded. That is the zoo for you. They are never accurate in whatever thing they do, and you don't understand that. We move on to the next news headline.
Are we losing you?
No, I'm here. Okay. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Okay, just go ahead and try to summarize it, because everything the zoo, as you can see, they have nothing to offer. The zoo is crumbling, and they are looking for where to hide. There is no safety. There is no protection for any indigenous citizen of Biafra in that particular contraption called Nigeria. Go ahead.
I will try to our lady Lord Karochidimba Monday has some news update for us. So I'll try to summarize the news that we have read today. And we can see now, we don't know how it's been going. The first arms deal that was seized, the arms deal that connected the CNN president, the pastor Orise Jafor, was first $9.3 million, and they are talking about $5.7 million that were weighing away in hunger in the zoo. People are taking money to buy arms. Those people you are defending, we don't know whether they are hungry. You've not even asked whether they are fed or taking anything, but you have money. Is there nobody that checkmates how money is being run in the zoo, who takes money out and why is legitimate? And you can see the foreigners coming there. They said their papers or certificate has expired since May and you are still transacting business. I don't understand what is really, really happening there. And when they talk about, they should stop telling us nonsense about the zoo, whatever, the terrorists and whatever. How can you have your army, then you go to fight Boko Haram? You know how many Boko Haram members you killed, up to 400, that your armored car was doing and blazing and doing all what nonsense. But yet, you don't know how many of your soldiers that had injury. You don't know how many of your soldiers that that we are dead. We said they may be somewhere receiving first aid treatment, only in the zoo. What kind of cock and bull story are they telling us? And the next time you see, you will hear that you see a shakal or whatever blasted. That their armored tanker doesn't it reach where the shakal stays? That their armored tank, in fact, and what they're trying to tell us, they're trying to buy equipment. Those ones that the terrorists are using, where do they obtain it from? Our people should try to wisen up. These people are really fooling us. And right now, I will be standing by, and I will go over to Carol Monday to see what she has for us. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Carol, I don't know whether you're hearing us.
Yes, I'm here, Jim FM.
Yes, go ahead, please.
Okay, yes. Ebi spoke about South Africa, how all the millions are going missing, the 9.3 million in this arms deal, then now again 5.7 million. Recently, Jonathan came out and said that he was going to do space travel. He was going to do an expedition to space. He wanted to follow that up. It was about 6 months ago we heard this. So my question is, all these millions that you're losing in South Africa, why can't you make your own weapons in Nigeria? Why are you wasting millions of dollars going to South Africa when all of these things are there? There is manpower, there is resources, there is everything in that land already. I can't under this crazy. When I hear the news Ebby's reading and I hear all these things going on, I think it's insanity that the people are not understanding that this is their money. This is their livelihood. Every penny you earn, everything that comes out of your land is still yours. Even though all these people, these federal government, they're supposed to be looking after it for you. They're supposed to be helping you. And it's so corrupt. It's not working. Everything is going outside, 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 instead of keeping it remaining inside. I have a friend He's an Indian. He works in the UK. He works for a design house. And because he's not a national of the UK, everything that he earns in the UK has to be banked back in India. But he can't leave it in England. He's got to be banking back in India because he's an Indian. So you see, they're keeping their money within themselves. The same way Nigerians, again, they shouldn't be able to bank their money outside. Everything must come back in. It's so corrupt. Corruption, corruption, corruption. You can go back in the news for the last 50 years and all you will see, it's corruption, 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 because you're not looking after your own houses. The couple of items that I've picked up on the news today that I found quite interesting. The Crown Prince of Nri Ancient Kingdom of Anambra State has spoken out at the Abia University, and he's warning against the extinction of Igbos. The extinction of your language, your customs, your traditions and everything. I've posted the article on Facebook today. And it's quite interesting because that is what we're saying. You know, you're losing your identities. The indigenous people really have to come out and stand up for themselves. The second piece tying to that is, and there's an indigenous firm operating in the riverine communities of Delta State, A&E Petrol. They have crashed the price of their kerosene. They have dropped their kerosene prices from Naira 165 down to Naira 50 per litre in their area. The CEO of A&E Petrol is saying that he's not doing it for political reasons. He is doing it because he knows that his people are faced with hardship. Even though they have to pay oil and gas subsidies, they are doing it because they know that their community is in hardships. An indigenous firm, you see, this is Delta, this is Brafrans. They know. So I have to commend this chairman of A&E Petrol. I'm touch wood that he's literally doing it for his people, because I know there's so much corruption, it creeps in everywhere. But I have to commend him for that, because he's dropped the price. They've dropped the prices right down so that they can help the people in Delta. And that's a Brafran state. And that's what Brafran companies need to be doing. I know there's not many, and most of them have been wiped out. I think it was only the day before yesterday, a director was reeling off a long line of companies, and I'm thinking, you know, I don't think it ever ends. When you start, people say, and this company and this company, all the giants of Africa have been, you know, that were in Biafraland have been crushed by, you know, by the slavery, the modern day slavery that they've locked you into. So again, that you see all of these things, this is what you've got to do as Brafrans. Stand like this company's done and help within your communities and come away from this corruption that is surrounding you in the, because you can see it everywhere. It's your money, everything that belongs to you. Somebody even messaged me today as Chida and said, you know, why this, all this oil, it belongs to Brafrans. It doesn't belong to Nigerians in the first place. They're corrupting us with our own things. You see? So again, just try and stand as a Brafran and say, you know, this is us. And look after your own people here, because you're going to have to start doing things yourself. That you can produce all of these things within your own selves. All the things that you need. Stand away from Nigeria now, because it's gone. It's expired and it's time to stand away from that. Back to you, Chuja.
Thank you, Carol, for that. Thank you very much. And we will go to Barrister Imamezu, of course, to give us his perspective and his views on what has been read so far. Barrister, I don't know whether you're hearing me.
Thank you, Chairman. For according to law, Carol Monday, she calls you Ucha. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lola Monday. If Lola Monday could see, analyze what is happening in Biafra land, it makes me sad that some of our people cannot even see this. Some of our people cannot even appreciate that money gotten from oil from Biafra land is being spent abroad. Because they are getting a little bit, they are prepared to stand against you. What a shame. Lolo Karomande, you live long. Thank you for your explanations, your observations, coming from Biafra land. And thank you, Ebi Asogwa, for the news. I know it's your first time, but you get used to it. Because once nice, twice beaten. Uchamafo, the zoo has long expired for the past 12 or 14 months now. In fact, it's going to nearly 2 years that it has expired. And we are still talking about the same thing. I was on tweet today trying to tell Golo Jonathan that he's presiding over a corrupt leadership. Boko Haram is there doing their own thing. Some people are there importing arms from South Africa. For the change, we have to thank the West because they have realized that what they are doing is not right. Therefore, they are no longer supporting the zoo because some of them in the government, they have consciences. They have realized that there's no need backing on a wrong tree. Nigeria is a wrong tree. It has expired. We thank you, the Western world, that you have realized what Radio Biafra has been preaching. Now the zoo have reverted back to South Africa. Yorubas cannot manufacture anything. Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram cannot manufacture anything. They are interested in killing. Killing people. Killing, 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 killing. That is all they are interested in. The Biafrans who are gifted by Chukwa Biama are not allowed. That's why we are great. Because give us a sand, S-A-N-D, we will make something out of it. Sand, even clay. We make a pot out of clay. We make cups out of clay. Clay is a sand, but it's coming from water, from river, from ocean. You see, you can only cover pregnancy for a very short time. It will come out, regardless of how long you protect it. Glo Jonathan is presiding on a government that is expired, corrupted. Killing people. He wants to go for next year. Glo Jonathan, I don't know what to say to you, to be honest. If I am in your position, God forbid, I will get out of that place in shame. Because you're not governing nobody. You're not presiding on anybody. You are not a leader. You are just there taking as much as you could. Just like Babangida did. Just like Atiku did. Just like Buhari, Babangida, all of them. That's what you're doing. You alone cannot preside over Biafran people, Yoruba, the Oduduwa, and the Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram. Those people are gaining territories every day. They want to be on their own. Let them be on their own. We don't share the same value system, good Lord Jonathan. No matter what you do, you cannot put a cheetah, a lion, a tiger in one cage. They will kill each other, they will devour one another. And that's what has been happening for the past 100 goddamn years. That's why you have no road, you have no water system, you have no electricity. All you do is embezzle money, privately put it in your own pocket. Instead of you to repair roads going to Eastern region, the Biafra land, you are prepared to give pittance to Ohanaeze Ndoshinama. They'll take 100 million from you. They'll fight amongst themselves and everybody will go home. What a shame, Golo Jonathan. The Yoruba people are blaming you. The House of Fulani Boko Haram, of course, you support most of their endeavors. They are still blaming you. And of course, you have not done anything for the Biafrans. They give you Okoome, one of Ndibo. We have never seen anything you've done for us. And unfortunately, you will go eventually. But it's a shame that what you have done for the past bloody 4 years is to preside over the killings of Biafrans and nothing is happening. Lord Jonathan, what a shame. you and your wife are promising Biafran the widows and the widowers. You give them rice. You give them beans. But the Bible says, feed a man and you feed him tomorrow. But give him what to feed for himself. He will never bother you. We thought that you were a clever man, but it seems that you're not. How come that every time Boko Haram are acquiring weapons, you have no power over what they are getting in into a country that you are governing and presiding over and leading? What a shame. Obasanjo was there. What did he do? He took his own ration. I remember when Fela Anikulapo was alive. Fela Anikulapo Kuti, 1979, said that Obasanjo looted everything. What did he loot? Our oil, Biafran oil. Goodluck Jonathan got in there. They say, hey, Daniel has come to George. All in a row, zero, nothing. What a shame. We have Calabasas port, we have Akwaibom port, we have seaport in the whole of Biafra land. Ohaneze ndi Igbo ndo chi na ndama. Could you please tell good Lord Jonathan that gives you money for sharing and sharing blood to make sure that your seaports are working? You have no airport, you have no seaport. All you are interested in when they give you money, you share with your family. Shame on all of you. Ohaneze ndi Igbo ndo chi na ndara. Shame on you. All of you, you have a nation that's supposed not to be a country. You have a nation that's supposed not to march with Hausa and Yoruba. You have what it takes to be a nation of your own. Instead, you prefer to go and serve your slave who's supposed to be your slave. You are now under your slave. What a big shame. Ohaneze Zendibo, Ndoshi Nandara. You supposed to disband yourselves and go your separate ways. You have never represented the interest of those you claim to represent. All you do there is just to share. Your people are being killed. None of you has ever raised an eyebrow and said, Glo Jonathan, what are you doing? Instead, Glo Jonathan will go and compensate Hausa Fulani Boko Haram. He will go and compensate Chibok girls. Who amongst you has ever gotten penny for the killings of your people in the north, in everywhere? Who amongst you have ever received the corpse or corpses of your people to be buried in Biafra land? You have left your culture, you have left all your traditions. All now you worship is money. You have disgraced the Igbo nations. Wherever we are, you have disgraced us. I am one of those people that will always defend the plight of the Igbos, because I myself am an Igbo man and a Biafra man. But you have made and put shame on most of us in different countries representing that name, Igbo. Ohaneze ndi Igbo, or whatever you are, go and meet the same guy that gives you money to share, instead of any of you to tell him to repair your road. Your
barrister, have we lost you? Barrister, are you hearing me? No, barrister is off. We will try and see what we can do. This is Radio Biafra live broadcast, and we have had a lot of issues, and even our website was hacked because there were some people who were of course making complaint that somebody was telling them that they were hacked. It was actually hackers who have hacked RadioBiafra.co, Radio Biafra main website, and some part of the website is returning to normalcy, and we do not also know if they have tampered with some other system that we are using. But whatever the case, we must continue to soldier on. This is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast. We will try to see if we can get back to Barrister Mamezu and bring him back. This is your platform, and if you want to make any contribution, the lines are open. We have a bit of issue this evening. A lot of things are not working the way it should be. But this is Radio Biafra, the second edition for the day. Actually, the first one was an announcement. It wasn't a full edition. And so if you want to make any contribution at the moment, please call +44 744 810 9411, or call +44 744 0531 583, or call our Skype line. The Skype line we are using at the moment is Radio Biafra 1, Radio Biafra, and the number 1 in front of it. We will try as we go along to see if we can come back if Barrister Mamez will come back to us. We will try to reconnect him. If you want to make any call at the moment, call +44 744 810 9411 or +44 744 0531 583. And our Skype line remains Radio Biafra 1 for this particular program this evening. Let us take this call from Skype. The caller on Skype, please give us your name and where you're calling from, please. The caller on Skype, are you hearing me?
Yes, Uchemefo, I can hear you. Good evening, Uchemefo.
Good evening, and welcome to the program. And begin by telling us your name and where you are calling from, and indeed where you come from in Biafra land.
Thank you very much. My name is Ralph Ubedele Ndikom. I'm calling from Moscow, Russia. And by God's grace, I am a servant of Biafra here in Russia as a treasurer. Actually, I also came from Biafra land, Umuaka, in Olo LGA.
Thank you very much, my brother. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Uche. Actually, I was highly impressed by the effort you and your crew have made this evening for us to be live on the air. Because yesterday there was a lot of disturbance among us. Any day we didn't hear from Radio Biafra. Because at this instance now, Radio Biafra has become part of our life. And without it, many of us cannot exist anyway. So actually, I thank also our sister who read the news this night from Israel. And also Karamande, I thank all of them with the barrister for all your efforts to make us to feel at home. So, in order not to take much time, I want to briefly comment on the transaction of arm deal with the Nigerian government and South Africa. Actually, the hush is like a child play anyway. Because all these nations they are trying to bring in, I know it's not for Boko Haram. They are bringing it because they are under a big panic. They know what is going to come. It's not only Boko Haram, because when we commence our own defense, even the ammunition that they are bringing cannot save them. So I know they are confused, and the leaders of the zoo, they are under high tension, high fever, I catch all of them. That's why the looking for arms left and right. Because if you can see, this is a country, as they call it. If there is no country that has existed for more than 50 years that don't have military infrastructures, both intelligence and ammunition. They are just now behaving as if they just woke up from sleep. They want ammunition, they want to go and train their soldiers, this and that. So all those issues confirm the preaching what our director Nnamdi Kanu always preach in Radio Biafra, that zoo, Nigeria is a zoo and everything there is upside down. Because there is no more country. Look at these small, small countries in Europe that are less than 5 million. They have full military equipment, full military force, and nothing takes them on away. But in the zoo, they are confused. So we actually, we Biafrans, I believe that by God's grace, God, it is high time that He will give us our country back for us to make it a living place in the earth. So that's my little contribution. I pray Mechukwu Abiamakwa to bless all of us and also give us more grace to achieve our aim.
Thank you. Thank you very much, my brother. Thank you for that contribution. But what is happening in Russia? Please, can you tell us what is happening?
Actually, in Russia, we are okay. And with the situation of things here in Russia, registration, we are still having some final conclusion on our registration here with Russian government. Everybody knows that Russia is not Europe, and they have their own system in everything regarding. So we are, by God's grace, all indigenous people of Biafra in Russia, we are trying our best to make sure that we are we're not left behind. So, and also, last time our coordinator also have already also sent you guys our new requests. So, which also we are still waiting for reply from headquarters.
Yes.
So, by His grace, yes, we are on track, and I believe all the difficulties that is befalling us very soon, everything will be over.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. And may God bless you and bless your family and indeed the family of Indigenous People of Biafra in Russia and all over the world. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, that was our brother from Russia, the treasurer of Indigenous People of Biafra in Russia, and making that all-important contribution. We will try now to go back to Barrister Imam Mesut for him to complete what he was saying. I don't know whether Barrister is hearing us. Barrister?
Uche Mefo, thank you for the reconnection. But you know, when I'm turbocharged and then I got a setback.
Yes, they said that Uche Nadia.
Yeah, you know, it's usually difficult. It's like you are driving 100 miles per hour. All of a sudden, you had a traffic. You know, you have to start all over again, which I'm a four. I don't know where to stay because I'm hopping mad.
Barrister, where the spirit leads you, start. Even if you means starting afresh.
I don't even know where it's leading me anymore because Ohanaeze, who are sharing money and sharing blood, are not pointing this guy to the right direction. He is not going to the right direction. We have no airport. All our seaports are closed. You ship something, before you get it from the wharf, you pay 1.4 million. Before you get to Taju Osho, you pay another 2.5 million. Then before you get to Ore, you pay another 3.4 million. Before you get to Abo, you are talking about 5.5 million. All these things are done just to tarnish, destroy, and punish the Biafrans. Our people normally say, Onye nwerara anaha nwapo. You can never have a breast and you are sucking ordinary wood. We have seaports all around us, but we have to go to Tinkan Island and go to Apapa Wharf to go and claim what we have. Before you bring it down to Biafra land, you are empty. Now, for you to recover what you have purchased in order to make profit, you cannot see the face of your people and told them that you bought a laptop for £150, you want to sell it to them for £1,000. It will never work. But this is a deliberate attempt. Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram, and their Yoruba counterparts. Yet, the Biafran nation are still very successful. You go to Lagos today, the whole top buildings are built by Biafrans. You go to Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram, do they build? No, they don't build nothing. All they know how to do is to kill. Why did Chukwu Abiyama? Well, it's their own Allah. Chukwu Abiyama can never create somebody to destroy his creation. It's their own Allah that brought them forth to be killing, drinking blood. I was watching a woman and her neck was just taken off, slashed round. Off. How can we live? The British people brought us together to live with those we have no such compatibility with. We don't have the same value system. We don't speak the same language. We don't observe the same religion. They just put us together just for the sake for them to get Biafra oil. The British, what have you done to us? What? And our people come over here, you put them, you detain them and put them in jail. Were you also sent by Allah to kill the people of Biafra? We don't kill people. We don't enslave. Biafrans do not marginalize. All we do is we go and do our businesses to put food on the tables of our families. That's all we do, British people. What you did to us, only Chukwu Abiyama will either avenge or revenge on our behalf. We don't have the power to revenge. We don't have the power to avenge. But the British public are good. Only those in politics that are destroying people all over the world. The zoo are getting ammunition from South Africa. If I tell you how those weapons are coming and going in there, you'll be surprised. That mini boga, the same ite, what is happening is boiling from the same particular pot. You might think it's coming from South Africa. Before, the same mini is boiling from the same pot. Water we are talking about is from the same pot. Of course, it comes from South Africa, but it's coming from somewhere, going into South Africa and coming into the zoo to keep fueling what is happening in the zoo. Some people are enjoying it. Ade Tokunbo of whatever CCTV, a Yoruba broadcast, sent me a video of what Boko Haram are doing in the streets, bombing people, killing. And it sounds like a game. Uchemefo, I saw this, I could not hold back my tears. These are human beings dying. But some people are enjoying it because they want to sell arms to feed their own people. Uchemefo, I gotta stop here, okay? I gotta stop. Thank you.
Thank you, Barrister, for that. Thank you. Of course, that is the zoo, the most corrupt edifice called Nigeria for you. And that is why our people must make haste to go to our fatherland. If we don't do it, then we are at the brink of extinction already. Just like Carol Monday has pointed out, there was an article about the extinction of culture and Igbo culture, Igbo language and culture. And it is, of course, a fact. That is the plan of the Hausa Fulani controlled zoo called Nigeria. And they have made it practically impossible for our people to live in one piece. And I also blame our people as well, because they are not interested in being whom they are. They are not proud of whom they are. They are not interested in doing anything that will make posterity, posterity to be proud of them. And here at Radio Biafra, we are making a difference. Among the indigenous people of Biafra, the spirit is high that we will go back to where we come from, that we will restore what was already there that was stolen from our land. We are going back to where God has originally given us, and which people, the evil people in the zoo called Nigeria, have taken violently from us, and we are wandering around like animals. Will we go to Karamonde now to see her perspective, know what she has to say? Caro?
Hello, yes, again, Ucha. There's another news article that's come up. The Ghana president has spoken and said that he's going to export thousands of megawatts of electricity to Nigeria. So Nigeria is now going to try and import electricity. Can you imagine? I just can't believe it. I read. This is how I've learned about Biafra over the last couple of years, because I try to make sense from nonsense. I'm trying to read so I can fathom, really, you know, get some sense from it. But one thing I read, it came from a report on the conditions of Nigeria in 1955. And there was one article, there's a couple of articles, but in 1955, there was electricity in the large towns, a voltage AC 230 running at 50 cycles. You could use electric cookers, water heaters, fridges and radios. That's in all the major towns. You had grid running electricity in 1955. You had good railway systems running all over with restaurant cars, etc. If you read how Nigeria is described in 1955, you'd be amazed. And the country, as Barrister said, it's not going forward. It keeps on going backwards and backwards and backwards. That's 1955. We're in 2014. This is so long ago, and they had electricity in large towns across Nigeria. So you can imagine, if that was 1955 and this is now 2015, where have you gone that you have to go and import electricity from Ghana? Absolutely crazy. And the thing is that you have to come to a stop, and you have to say, look, hold on, my house is falling in. What are you going to do? The house is falling in on your head. Do you just wait for the house to fall in on the baby? You have to do something. Every single Biafran, every single Igbo, every single Efik, I can't list them. I do know them off, but not off the top of my head. There's, you know, all these different clans, you know, you need to every single one of you, every single person out there has got any attachment to Biafraland who can say in their heart, this is where I came from, this is who I am, and they know that that's where they're from, then they have to do something, because that's your home, and it's falling in on your head. It's not getting any better. From 1955, you had electricity, and now they're going to start importing it in. You're being killed left, right, and center. Nigeria is now the biggest hub worldwide for human trafficking. You can buy anything you want from Nigeria. You want a baby? Yes, let's go and have a baby. And we'll get one there. Oh, we only need the kidney. We'll just chuck away the baby. We'll take the baby's kidney. We only want the baby's kidney. Hack him up and take the kidney. That's the gross reality of Nigeria now. Look at the picture. The one thing that disturbs me a lot is the pictures that the team in Enugu took when they visited the grandmothers in the houses in Enugu. There was one grandmother, and she had her head cut open by cutlass from the house of, you know, from the Fulani herdsmen, sorry. Cut in her head. How can you leave your grandmothers to be hacked in the head by Fulani herdsmen in Enugu? How can you really have conscience and say, I am allowing this to happen to my family back home? I've gone off to diaspora and I'm here and I'm here and I can maybe, you know, phone home once in a while. Maybe I'll go home for Christmas, take some gifts. But really, what is happening on the long term? Every single one of you now has to do this and has to do this before election. You can't stay in that mess. I know that the British put you in this mess, but you have a right to stand out as Indigenous people. There is a way, and this is the way that came for you. God opened a way for you. He says, I will open a way for you, but you have to take that way. He opens the window, but you have to make the way for yourself. He's not going to climb through the window for you. You have to go through it yourself. And that way is here. Radio Breath has started up. You know, all these Breathans, they came together. I joined in as well as a humanitarian and now indoctrinated in as a Breathan almost. You know, we go and we talk to people for support across the world. This is what we do 24/7. And that's what you need to be doing. You need to be pulling people together, going to your local MPs if you're in diaspora and say, look, this is happening to my people. I don't want this to happen to my people. Make your governments know that you can't accept, you will not accept this any longer. This is insanity. I read to try and understand how you even got to this point, and I can't. It's just beyond, beyond, beyond. There's nothing to do but say stop now. Everybody who has all of these sins behind you, you have been driven to do crazy things. I can understand that. Everybody might, there must be guilt and corruption throughout that land. But you're going to have to say, okay, enough now. I will stop that. I know this, and live straight. That's it. And say, I'm a Breathan, I'm my clean hands, I'm going straight forward now, and this is the way to be, because otherwise you're all going to end up dead. Back to you, Chair.
Thank you, Carol, for that. And of course, a lot of things are happening in that zoo called Nigeria, and we must extricate ourselves. If we don't, and if we don't do anything, it then means we are failing on our duties. We are failing our duties. The best thing to do is to confront the zoo head on, to confront Nigerian government head on, with whichever arsenal is at our disposal. There is no going back on that. Whatever you can do, if you can fight, come out and fight. If you are a diplomat, use your diplomatic skill. If you are a politician, as long as you are doing whatever you are doing in the direction that will restore Biafra in truth and honesty, go ahead and do it. If you are a combatant soldier, still fighting on the side of Nigeria against Boko Haram, think twice. Because Nigeria is divided along ethnic lines. Nigerian army is divided along ethnic lines. The Northern House of Fulani oligarchy, who have a sizable number of representation in Nigerian army, are fighting for the Arua Republic. And the Yorubas are on the other side, of course, looking for which side is having advantage. That is what they do. They are looking for whom to side. They cannot stand on their own. And the only people who are genuinely fighting to defend the zoo called Nigeria are the Biafrans. People from the old eastern region of the zoo called Nigeria, arguably called Biafra, are the people who are doing everything humanly possible to keep the zoo together. They are spilling their blood in order that the zoo called Nigeria will be one. Before I go to ABA, let us take this call from Skype. The caller on Skype, your name and where you're calling from, please.
Hello, Afamoru Peter, Second Peter, Anumapo from Poland. Abu Onye Biafra from Ehala, local government in Umueze.
Yes, my brother, Second Peter who?
Second Peter Eze Aso.
Thank you, welcome. And go ahead and make your point, please.
My point is that all those monkeys in the zoo, they are criminals, they are thieves. The British are stupid. Queen is mad. all those people destroy my land and make my people to suffer. As I was saying, I hate the Queen. I hate everybody called British. But why I said the British people are good people, but what they did to Biafra land is unfair. I thought that every 25 years after the Civil War, the country who fought a war was supposed to have an independence. I work with Asare Dokubo. I work with him in France. We went to amnesty. Jonathan have already become the president. He called Asare Dokubo. He tell you, this is our man. He don't want anybody to disturb him. He want him to rule 2015. Jonathan is not a Biafran man. Precisely, the way I'm saying it, he's not an a Biafran man. He's not capable to sit in that seat. Look at the Niger Bridge. One of my brother is saying something, Uche. I don't know, doctor, somebody is saying something. He said, we have the seaport, but the Yorubas and Hausas, Fulanis, they don't want us to establish our own. Why? Why the Biafran land is like that? Where is our people? This is the time we stood up and fight for our rights. This is the time the Biafran we stood up and fight for the rights. The British know what they do. They know what they did. Hausas want, the Fulanese want the British to beg them. The British gave them gave Fulanese the power. Why? Igbos, Igbos, they are teachers, they are doctors, they do every other things in Biafra, in Nigeria before. The Yorubas are the same. The Northerners are not, they are not doing anything. The British think that they can manipulate and use them. They thought that he will favor them and now use them, and is not favoring them. And why the Northerners, what they are doing is that they want the British to pity them. Let us reconcile. Sorry, can't you divide the country? But they doesn't want to do it. That queen sit down there. He say his name is Queen Monkey Elizabeth. He sit down there. Stealing the thing belongs to me and you. Look at how the people suffering in Biafra land. Look at how the people dying in Biafra land. There is no good roads. There is no good water. 8 o'clock, everybody have already run to inside their house. Because of what? Because of the thieves. Look at what the zoo are causing to my own people in Biafra land. They are picking all the things in Biafra land to do what? To do what? To develop their own places. I call my people, let's go back home. If you want to establish anything, go back to your land and establish. I don't want a situation you sit down in Lagos, establish in Lagos. Enugu is your capital. Why can't you go to Enugu and establish? Umuahia is your place. Why can't you go to Umuahia and establish? Owerri is your place. Why can't you go to Owerri? Establish. We don't have good roads. We don't have lights in Biafra land. The electricity in Biafra land, they sold it to a Northerner in Anambra State. Why? Where is the Biafrans? Where is the people of the Biafrans? Where are they? Ohaneze ndara ndishi ndo ndentunaro Chukwu Abiyama will strike every one of them who stolen things from me, stolen things from my people. God will strike all of them who sit down and make my people to suffer. They say they are leaders. Which leaders? From where? Who give them Ohaneze? Who is Ohaneze? I don't know anybody Ohaneze. Only the person I know is Ikemba. Only the person I stand with is Ikemba. Where are they? Where are you hanging with them? All those thieves. Where are Joseph Carlo? Criminals. Richard Okorocha, that one is an imbecile. He doesn't know anything about concerning Biafra because he was born in North. He grown up in North. He's not an Biafra man. He used the money he steal on Biafra land and sit down there and ruling Biafran people. And the people are looking at him. Why can't we Biafra stood up and fight for our right now? Those people cannot be our governor. They can't govern it anymore. We are a country of our own. That is what I uttered this evening. Thank you very much. I'm calling from Poland.
Yeah?
No, she knew. Go back to the history. No, go back to the history. If you go back to the history, you see the people, Sarduana of Sokoto, Dr. Nanda Zikiwe, and who? Abafemi Awolowo. If you go back, you sit down, you see. He was in Kenya before the dad died. He came back. He's coming to Nigeria. He's coming to the Kanu. Any of Kanu. He's coming to the Kanu. They're the one gave those people the power. They're the one who gave those people the right.
Yes.
That's why these people are cheating us.
Yes, what I'm saying is, with reference to the Queen, that in reality, the Queen has no influential political power. Her position is just ceremonial. The government of the day, the Prime Minister, the government of Britain, whatever they pass the bill in the House, I mean, the Queen has no option other than to approve it. But she
okay.
can play very active political role.
Okay.
So the government of the day, I think the politicians, the British politicians, should bear the blame or whatever that is happening to the Biafran people. As a matter of fact,
yeah.
for me, I think the British people are good people, the ordinary citizens of Britain are good people, but their politicians are the people who are manipulating and everything. Imagine Harold Wilson then,
yeah.
who actively prosecuted the war, supplied Nigeria with all the need fighter planes and other weapons to kill Biafrans. We are actually keeping the British public away from knowing what is happening. They were actually manipulating the whole process. And actually, if you look into history, to be honest, to be fair to the British people, there were demonstrations on the streets of London about what is happening to the Biafran people which their government was supporting. But the Foreign Office or the Foreign and Commonwealth Office was actually manipulating the whole thing. And people, the ordinary people, did not know what actually was happening. So at the end of the day, at any particular point in time, the people that perpetrated evil against the Biafran people are the politicians in the seat of government at the time and even up till now. So I think that it will be more appropriate to direct whatever, you know, whatever we have against them to the appropriate quarters. The Queen, for me, as far as I know, her position is ceremonial. She does not have active role to play in politics. That's my submission on that. But of course, you made a very valid point. And thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, my brother.
Thank you.
I want to Chukwu Abiyama to guide you, to protect you.
Thank you.
To give you the sense of humor. The work you are doing a very good job. because I seen that the thing is coming to reality.
Thank you very much.
I study economics in Poland.
Thank you.
I thank you for everything, the way you people are giving the program. And I can see that you people are having a lot of things, a lot of people having British accent to talk to our people, to them to believe, to them to hear.
Yes.
Because our people are reluctant.
Yes, as you can see that the British people are not bad.
They are not.
Monday is
No, they are good people.
And
I've been,
he has the interests of Biafran people at heart.
No, they are very good people. I know that.
A humanist, a humanitarian individual, and she has every love she can muster for the Biafran people.
And okay, the politicians have interest on the oil. That is the only thing.
Yes, of course.
Just they have interest.
Just like what they do in the zoo, they divide the spoil among themselves and their cronies, and the ordinary people will be suffering.
That is it. The same thing happened in Iraq.
Yes.
The same thing happened in Afghanistan.
That is it.
But they have to give us our freedom, because I seen in European, look at Bosnia, look at Chechnya, all these small countries, they have their own freedom.
Yes.
All these small countries, why the Europeans are so, they are so wicked? Why? I'm saying so because I see they are wicked. If you look at all these things, you see that a country that is almost 5 million people or 10 million people, they will have their own independence.
Yes.
Why Africans? Why we Africans? Why Biafran? Why they don't want to give us our power? Is the same thing happening in Congo?
Yes.
The same thing is still happening because they have interest. You have interest on something and they don't want to leave these people, to them to grow.
That's exactly my brother. And it is now left for us, the Biafran people, to do
one thing,
to say that enough is enough.
Yes.
Because all this while they have made us so weak, we are even afraid of ourselves. We are even ready to wish away our identity and our culture. And so it is not the right thing. And
they are using
on Radio Biafra, the truth must be preached. And that is what we are doing.
The truth we must be prevailing.
Let that person find alternative platform. We must continue to pay homage to the memories of our heroes and heroines who pay the ultimate price that we may have our freedom. Any day we abandon this struggle is the day we will all die, because their memories, their spirit,
We have to fight to the last man standing.
Thank you very much. That's it, my brother.
We have to fight to the last man standing, because I'm eager to fight to the last man standing. Because I don't see the reason why. We went to the other African countries. Why we don't have the same rebels? We want it. People don't want to die. That's why the Boko Harams are harassing our people, killing my own people.
Yes, we have become so comfortable, I mean, that we don't want to lose our lives.
But we don't want to die. They're now saying that we don't want to die. That's why they are importing, I said, they import ammunition from South Africa. Where is the stupid good luck Jonathan?
It's baffling. Thank you, my brother.
Thank you very much,
and
my
there
brother.
There are so many callers on the line.
Okay, thank you. Yeah.
Thank you, and may God bless you. This is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast, and our brother is voicing his frustration, of course, and yes, that is how it is for him. We will go back to Ebia Sogwa now for her to give us what she has. Of course, she was saying something. She read the news, and Barrister Mamezu has given his opinion, Carol Monde as well, and I'm sure that they have a lot to say. But from this perspective, we will go to Ebia Sogwa to know what she has to say. From there, we go to Barrister Mamezu. Ebia, are you hearing me?
Yes, I'm hearing you. Thank you, Uchenna. And you know, when people show their plight and show their frustration, you should really understand. There is a news headline here that says they try to military as arrest 50 vandals, recovers 100 canoes, 3,000 jerrycans in Lagos. There's people that are trying to vandalize the pipeline or whatever. See, people are really suffering in the zoo. Everybody is frustrated. Everybody is hungry. And why do you keep on arresting them? You don't give them a good job. You don't give them any social amenities to help them to like cope in whatever thing they want to do. You don't even try to help people. You say that you are leading. And when they try to do whatever thing, it's risky to go and vandalize pipelines. It can burn, there can be fire outbreak or whatever, and they can die. But they want to take that risk just to make an ends meet. And when they are being caught, they are being also arrested. And before you know, they will be put to jail. And nobody asks after them. Look at these people four boys that were killed. And many people were arrested randomly. Where were the policemen when those people are being butchered? Where are the policemen when these people are being killed? Nobody comes unless the crime is over. And you know what? Those people that have been arrested has been kept like that for months. And nobody, the court doesn't work, you know, but the court can go on strike for 10 years and your case will be there in the zoo for decades and nobody asks after it. People can be put to jail without trial. You can be arrested and nobody asks after you. You listen to what is happening with the Biafran Zionist movement. Look at for how long they have been arrested. Nobody asks after them. You just arrest them. You put them in jail. If it's the Boko Haram terrorists that have been arrested, before you know, they will be granted amnesty and tell them to go to their normal day-to-day activities. It's so pathetic. And one thing that irritates me most is this. Our people hear all this. Our people are so adamant that they don't want to move. It's only a tree that hears you be cut, then you stand. Our people are trees. They are going to stand there looking at you mumushly till the death comes to them on their feet. Somebody was telling me, hey, it's going to get hot 2015. Everybody's running away from the zoo. I said, why are you running? Stay there. Because when they tell our people, come and fight for your liberation, come and fight for your freedom, they don't believe it. When we are talking about Ghana giving us electricity, why wouldn't they give us electricity? There was one time we bought a bag and named it Ghana Must Go. Now the zoo is crumbling and it can never go back to better. No, it will keep on getting worse. Look at the situation where they are talking about this Boko Haram stuff. They killed 400. There was still a recent news that said that the general should be arrested for running into bush with the troops because of the fear of Boko Haram. Why won't they run? You are with knockout and you hear gunshot because what they're using is knockout and not even gun. The Boko Haram terrorists are being supplied the real ammunition and they will give you wooden gun to go and fight in a desert or in a forest. And when you hear gunshots, why won't you run and pull your military clothes somewhere and hide it and start running? And the next day they come up and tell us 400 has been killed. This is all fallacies. The media keep on twisting and turning our head for us to believe what doesn't exist. Our people should really wake up. Things are getting worse. It can never get better. We should put that at the back of our mind. Things can never get better. It can only get worse and worse and worse. Look at people dying and you are buying ammunition. People you are trying to defend, they don't have food to eat. They don't have clothes to wear. They don't have somewhere to put their head. But what happens? You are buying ammunition. When you try to save them, what happens to their pathetic life? Who takes care of them wherever they are? Our people should really wake up. These people are playing games with us. People should really wake up. When they're talking about this 2015, we should also know these people are gathering arms because look at what Buhari is trying to say. If he don't get elected again, just like he said at the former election, his people will fight for him. Now he's trying to tell us that it's going to be a bloodbath. They don't just want a Muslim, they want a hardcore northerner to be there.
when they say hardcore, you should understand what they mean. And you don't underestimate them. Whatever thing they say, they believe it. And our leaders are not helping matters. I'm hearing the news of Peter Obi or whatever, running away from ABGA to PDP. You can imagine such nonsense. After embezzling all our money that you are building a multi-million in Abuja, now you've abandoned the ABGA, you are now in PDP. Tomorrow, what kind of nonsense is this? These people are looking for power. They are looking for money. They don't care about us, and they keep giving them award upon our award. And stupidly, they give you bag of rice. Is bag of rice your problem? In 1 week, 2 weeks, a month, it's gone. They give you beans. Is beans your problem? If you eat today and get satisfied, won't you get hungry tomorrow? And how did they come about a Good Luck Is Doing campaign? They want to tell us another story again. This is time for stories. This is a time to play jamboree with us. They tell us another story. Yes, and we buy it. We are hungry. Do you blame them? They will go there. They will sing. And during the protest or whatever, many people get killed. What do? They march on your dead bodies and they walk away. People should really wake up and see that Biafra is the only solution. You should support this movement. Without Biafra, it's nothing. Look at the stupid Okorocha singing or whatever, calling it's Friday will soon be at the corner. You'll be calling Muslims to come and pray or whatever in your own land. Somebody that calls himself a Biafra. We should wake up. Muslims are taking over our country. They are trying to take over our own heritage, and we wouldn't let that happen. I will stop here for now, and I'm still around.
Thank you very much, Ebi. Thank you very, very much. Thank you. And we will go to Carol Monday. Carol Monday has something to say, and she also has have an urgent assignment to accomplish. So, Carol, can we hear from you? And, of course, dear friends are listening. The world is listening.
Yes, thank you, John. Thank you, Ebi. I'm going to say goodnight shortly. Thank you for all the accolades today. One thing, though, that I always say, if you see something happen to someone else, then you're allowing, and you don't stop it, you're allowing it to happen to yourself. If you understand that, if you see something happening to someone else, then you've allowed, and you don't stop it, you've allowed that to happen to yourself. And that is what's going to happen. That is obviously, you know, we're starting to see that across the world. We, you know, they've kind of ignored what's going on in northern Nigeria. They've blanketed the news of all the killings, and now that killing is spreading, and it's coming into, you know, London is already on high alert. For the ISIS attacks, etc. So because we've done that, so I'm crying out to every humanitarian out there, every person out there, you know, try and look inside yourself and look what's going on. Dig for yourself, find out for yourself. Don't listen to anybody here. Go and look for yourself. You know, Google's amazing. Look and see for yourself and see the things that have happened. Just Google death in Nigeria, and you'll see the amount of killings and slaughter. It's deplorable. The tweeting, please tweet. I know it sounds silly, and sometimes it's difficult. I mean, when I started, I had to get my daughter to set up the tweet because I couldn't figure it out at first, and she was like, "Oh, simple, blah blah blah." 15-year-olds, what can I say? They can tweet. So if your children, if you can't tweet, I'm sure you've got a child or a grandchild that can set it up for you. Tweet. It is amazing the effect that it's having. Social media is huge. Social media is what's running the world right now. It has a massive impact. Where governments hide and try and sneak and do all these naughty things, the social media outblasts them. They're out there via YouTube. You know, we've seen the Muslims speaking out on YouTube to try and get their message across. All of these ways, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, it sounds silly, but it's working, and it's really getting out there. You know, like I said, you know, I'm here, I'm doing it for my children, I'm doing it because I know it can happen to someone else, and I can't stand to see it. And so everybody, you know, keep doing it and do as much as you can. I need help. Everybody needs help. Uchimafor needs help. Director needs help. We all, those people that you see here and you think, oh yeah, you're doing a good job and you're telling me thank you. No, come and help and say, let me do that for you. Let me help you with this and let me help you with that, because we really need help. I'm crumbling. You know, I've got a family and I work as well, you know, to support. I'm not doing this for anything other than humanitarian reasons. And so any assistance is fantastic. And I urge everybody, if you, you know, even if you can't financially, you know, assist, there are other ways to assist, just by getting information across the government, tweeting, all of these little things, they add up to such a great amount. I know that there's those praying, the atonement was wonderful, you know, and it's, and we've come back refreshed. Let's keep it up, guys, and that's good night from me. And I'm going to say it in Igbo, Kachifu. Good night.
Thank you, Carol, for that. Thank you very much. And of course, Biafrans are very proud of you. We thank you. We owe you a huge debt of gratitude for all you have been doing for the Biafran people. And may God continue to bless you and bless your family and indeed the wider family of indigenous people of Biafra. This is the spirit here until Biafra is restored. Thank you very much, Carol, once more. And good night. We will go to Barrister Imam Mason. Now, Barrister, I don't know whether you are hearing us. Barrister, please, can you give us your perspective on the issues?
I'm here.
Yes,
I'm
Barrister,
here.
Go ahead, please.
I'm here. I love the speech of the guy who spoke before Ibi Asogwa. The guy that you were trying to tell the Queen is above politics, which of course I know you're right, but then again, you cannot make an omelette without breaking an egg. Uchemefo, I don't know if you where I'm going.
Yes, Baris, I understand what you're saying. Go ahead.
Excellent. No, we speak in parables sometimes. No, Kukua, this is the deputy director of Radio Biafra. A very clever guy. And of course, I only speak in parables, and you understand. Uchemefo, Biafrans have never been treated fairly. One of the tweets I sent to Lord Jonathan is that you have been an unfair president. You are presiding over an expired country that has expired. You are giving Boko Haram amnesty. You are releasing them from prisons. You are compensating Chibok girls, but no single Biafra man or woman has ever been said sorry for the people Boko Haram are killing. You see, in my program, I hate injustice. When you treat a woman and treat another woman accordingly, there will never be a problem. You can never support Hausa regime, support Yoruba regime, and the Biafran regime are left in agenda. It's not fair. See, the reason why we cry here on Radio Biafra, because we know that injustice has been meted to us. And we are shouting and crying aloud so that the world will hear us. We are not asking the world to come and help us, because they never did, except and only if they have changed their minds. When our general, Odimegbo Jukudeen, was shouting, the world did not hear because they are interested in our oil. You know? A goat can never eat the yam of a child and at the same time hit that particular child on the knee. This is what is happening to Biafrans. We've been abused, re-abused, and sold, dried into the hands of those who are supposed to be our slaves, and now we are their slaves. They are driving flashy cars, doing racing on the concourse, and you know, everything is hunky dory according to the Irish people. Hausa Fulani Boko Haram are doing racing, brand new cars. With which money? Biafra money. What do they manufacture? Nothing. But we are the ones that produces, manufactures. The Ghanaians are now building cars. Meanwhile, cars are being assembled in Anambra, the originators of Igbo race. But these are the people who are supposed to be manufacturing. But we've been relegated to assemble. How fair could that be? Chukwu Abiyama is a just God. He will fight for us. We've pleaded, we've asked. Boko Haram, Hausa, Fulani, and the Yorubas, they have been killing us. After 1967, we are told no victor, no vanquish. We accepted. They say no, nobody won this war. After 3 years, Ojukwu Bucket and all the rest of it, Biafrans, we are making wicked headways. They said, Ogwe Biala, we accepted. We accepted an answer, Nigeria, the zoo. All right, fair enough. If you say you are looking after somebody, you don't have to step on their head or on their neck. We agreed. We are one Nigeria. My second big sister, she's a good woman, I tell you. She will tell you and predict what will happen before the time comes. Biafra will resurrect. Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram will go on their way. Nobody should lose hope. You see, all these things we are talking, it looks like as if we are wasting time. Some of our enemies will say, well, yeah, you know, they are just talking rubbish. You know, they are just propagating. Uche Mefor, by next year, we will know where we are. Because the spirit of Biafrans are centered. Some people will come and tell you, even Yorubas, they will hide under the cloak of Printex, and they will tell us, yeah, the Biafrans, you know, the Igbos are not united. All those things are tittle-tattle. And Hausa Boko Haram will come with the name of one Igbo man, and my name is Ekledijuchukwu. You know, the Igbos are not united. I don't know how you're going to do this. It's all fabrications. We know what we are doing. By next year, we will know how far we have either promulgated or propagated this particular view. Biafrans are not stupid. Igbo people are not stupid. Calabar people are not stupid. Akwa Ibom people are not stupid. Even the Anioma people are not stupid. Neither are those in the River Rhine areas, Igbocha, called Port Harcourt. They are not stupid because we have one head, one view, one central mind. We are not stupid. Enemies will be sent to come and divide us. But we've been divided long enough. And then we said, no more division in Biafra land. If you are a saboteur, you'll be fished out like Azra. Fish. We bring it out and deal with you. Because for we have suffered subjugation, we've suffered marginalization, we've suffered racism, we've suffered killing, maiming, and all the rest of it. Any right-thinking Biafra man, you will not allow even your enemy to suffer, except and only if you are born by Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram, Yoruba blood. We watch wildlife. You see, what happens in human race also happen in animal kingdom. Uche Mefor, let me just take 2 minutes to analyze this. There is one bird, a very wicked bird. It eats the children of another bird. Now, when this particular bird is laying eggs, this particular bird will also go and lay her own egg where the other eggs are. At the end, this particular bird will go and hatch the egg of this wicked bird, as thinking that it is her own. At the end of the day, after hatching the egg, this particular wicked egg will fly away, only to come back and start picking the chicks of those ones they hatched together. A lion is a lion, cheetah is a cheetah, tiger is a tiger. You can never put them together. If you do that, Uchebefo, take this experiment. Take a whiskey, a bottle of whiskey, in an empty bottle. Take a whiskey. Pour that whiskey in a bottle. Take the special brew, or let's say ginger. Put them together and you see the reaction.
That is suicidal, isn't it? But...
Thank you, Deputy Prime. Why? One day you will be a prime minister. Mark my word. Osondi Owende, if you are upset, hit your head somewhere, as director will put it. We don't care here. We are propagating the news for Biafra, and we are going to Biafra land. Once we are happy, anybody can be me. I will never look for a prime ministership. I will just stay where I am and manage my own little business. May God bless Biafrans, which I'm for. May God bless you too, and everybody around you. Abia Sogwa, God bless you. And our Lolo, Chidimma Karomonde, Mechukwa Biama, protect you. Lolo Chidimma Monde is having some problems, you know. The British people are after her. Why are you supporting the Biafrans? These people are after her. Why are you doing this? But she remains steadfast. You will live long. Lolo,
she has a good heart, barrister.
She's a wonderful woman. Uchemefo, if this woman tells you what she's going through, you pity. Uchemefo, I hand this microphone back to you. You are the deputy governor. Director is relaxing somewhere and listening. Director, may
barrister,
I tell you
something? You know, when they so come back many tomorrow, titles I this evening, barrister.
Huh?
So many titles this evening. Let us get Biafra, barrister, first.
For what we are looking is Biafra, and it's coming soon. Chukwa Biama will bless all of us. Uchemefo, I love Biafra, and I love my people. I love the world. Those who support us. I don't love anybody who is wicked. Chukwa Biama will punish them one by one. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, barrister. And is this a way of... closing your remark this night?
I tell you, Chairman, for if you like, let it be, because I'm so upset what our people are suffering. If I speak too long, I'll start crying. You know, I'm like Mbakwe. Mbakwe used to be known as a crying governor. There is this learned friend with me. This guy, very intelligent guy, is from Enugu. He told me a story of Yoruba man that they wanted to kill. I think the Hausa Fulani Boko Haram wanted to kill him. Director mentioned his name yesterday. You know, a madman saying when you talk too much, you know, you tend to forget to in the things you know. You think he's a madman. Mad people are very clever, you know. He said when you talk too much, you tend to forget what you know already.
You know already.
Yeah, you know. But then again, when we see that, we call them mad people, but they are clever. This guy, what he told me, I've forgotten. He says, this Yoruba man, he was ousted when Abacha wanted to kill him. He knelt down and started begging Abacha not to kill him. Eventually, they took him to court, and this guy was still crying. The judge said to him, why are you crying? As a soldier, you are a military man. The only answer this guy has is, why wouldn't I cry? Even Jesus himself cried. So, do you blame me? If you have to take it as my last word, please take it. Let Biafrans talk. Sometimes I prefer my people to talk. Good evening.
Thank you. Thank you, barrister, for that. The eminent barrister, Lord Barisima Mezu, has said it, and so shall it be. And we say amen and amen to that. Barrister, may God continue to bless you and family, and indeed all indigenous people of Biafra who love your voice and who are behind you and all over the world. Thank you very much once more. We are now going to Ebia Sogwa, and let us see what she has to tell us. And of course, Ebi, if you can, please summarize and of course give us your closing remarks while we proceed to ending this program.
Thank you very much, Uche Mefo. We can't say more than this. Our people have heard what is happening, and I will always shout and scream and try to tell them, wherever you are, Biafrans all over the world, it's high time we stop telling you to wake up from your slumber. It's high time we tell you not to sleep again. You should know that this is already on our feet. You can't run away from it. It's either you face Boko Haram, you face the Zulu government, or you acknowledge Biafra and be a free person, because without Biafra is certainly nothing. Look at our people now. When we hear about bomb blast, we don't shout hey like before. Why? Because we already used to bomb blast. When you shout there is a bomb blast, somebody tells you we already used to it. How can we be used to dying? If it's somebody today, it can be you tomorrow. It can be your family member. It can be your friend. Now, especially people in diaspora, people in the zoo might not even be able to help so much. What are you doing? After being in abroad for a long time, old age, or perhaps if you are being deported, you would go back to Biafran land. What are you going to meet there? Are you going to meet the Hausa Fulani that has already taken over your town and everywhere? Are you going to meet Boko Haram? Do you want to be Islamized? You want to put on jihad and whatever thing and move like a masquerade on the street? You want your hand to be chopped off because they think that you stole something? It's high time we wake up. Look at what is happening in other countries where ISIS and Hamas and whatever is what they're doing. It's little by little they're creeping. 10 years ago, 15 years ago, they weren't there. But look at little by little, they have already engulfed the whole country. We should wake up. And I'm also urging people, the Biafrans in Israel, if you are still waiting for when the time they will use a pen knife or a wooden stick to go and get a Biafra for you, keep on dreaming. Maybe you are going to be Joseph of this time. Keep on dreaming. You should wake up. We are not doing this to have a name. We are not doing this for us to gain any political whatever tomorrow. We are doing this for the future of our children. We are doing this for the generation yet unborn. If you are to bring, if it's in your generation that they bring Biafra, of course you can back yourself on the shoulder and say, I was there. I did it. I want to ask Biafrans all over the world, if Biafran should come tomorrow, what would you say to your children? What kind of story are you going to tell them? Are you going to tell them that you sat back and you never did anything? Are you going to tell them that you are one of the Thomas amongst us that never believed Biafra is not going to come and finally it came? Are you going to try to tell them that, what would you tell them that you're doing? And I want to ask us, what is the gain that after getting everything that we're going to get in diaspora and we go back home, we are being crushed, we are being killed, and there's nothing we can do? Let's not hope on our leaders. They are not going to help us. Their whole aim is now focused on leadership, position upon position. And look at how stupid they are. They bank their money in foreign accounts. When they die, the money is gone. They felt they're creating, they're trying to build future for their children. No, the children might not enjoy that money. Once they're gone, it's gone. So people all over the world, Biafrans all over the world, and especially women, are you still at home rubbing pancake and lipstick and looking like a night masquerade? Wake up. Even a penny, a dime, £1, $1, anything you have, it depends on the kind of currency you're using wherever you are. It can help save the lives of our people down in Biafra land. They might not do much. They are hoping on us. They are hoping on this generation. If we don't get it in this generation, it might never come. Why don't we take up this opportunity? Why don't we take up this chance that God has given to us and do what we have to do? Director is trying, everybody in this place is trying, and people that has been trying, please don't be bought off. Do not relent. Don't be weak. Do whatever thing you felt deem that you can do to bring back the restoration of Biafra. And women all over the world, I hail you, be strong, be steadfast.
Even when other people are deviating, you have to stand strong, because we are the mothers of those children that will be slaughtered. We are the ones that have to be widows. We are the ones to suffer it most. We should always stick our feet on the ground and say, enough of this killing. We will fight and fight, even if the life is the only thing that we hold dear. We are ready to lose it just to get what we want. And this night I say thank you, listeners all over the world, for bringing out your time, the friends of Biafran, even the enemies of Biafran that are waiting for the day they will see us fall. Bad news for them: we are moving forward, we are marching in unity. 1,000 of our feet is going to stand 10,000. We shall really conquer. We just like Israelites got back their land, we are going to get back our heritage. This is not the time they tell us no victory, no vanquish. Now is victory all over. This is what I have to say this night. And thank you, Uchemefo, for making this broadcast a success. And Barrister Imam Mezu, I'm always very proud of you all. And our great Lord Chidimma Monday, we love you and we can't stop loving you. Because of you, we believe that Biafra must surely come. Thank you, Biafrans all over the world once again, and good night from Tel Aviv, Israel.
Thank you very much, Ebi, for that. And of course, that is it. You have said it all. That is it. You have said it all. We thank you for what you have contributed to in today's program. And of course, the work you are doing for the indigenous people of Biafra in Israel. And we urge you to keep on keeping on and do not relent. May God continue to bless you, bless your family, and indeed the family of indigenous people of Biafra in Israel. Thank you very much once more. And we also thank the barrister. We also thank Carol Monday for making this program a success today. We must apologize once more for the intermittent breaks in the transmission, and it was as a result of unforeseen circumstance. Of course, there are issues of attacks on our website. Our website was hacked, and we don't know the extent of other damages that they tried to inflict on what we are doing. But one thing is clear, that we have remained resolute. We must never waver, and there is no retreat, there is no surrender. Today remains Tuesday, and it is our Twitter Tuesday. It is not yet late. For me, tweeting should be an everyday affair. It should be something that we must be doing on a day-to-day basis. It is not just a one-day thing. And so if you have not tweeted, please try and tweet this night. Tweet tomorrow morning, tweet tomorrow afternoon, tweet tomorrow night. Tweet always, because just like Carol Monday has said, there are a lot of benefits. Social networking is the key in dissemination of any information, irrespective of what people are saying. There are people that are castigating you that you are an online radio and that satellite is upgraded internet radio. And we said yes, but we have recorded maximum impact. We have recorded a number of unmatchable progress in so many areas of our operation. And you know what? These people are now coming back. They are following Radio Biafra. They want to copy everything we do. But the point is, if you do not have anything, you cannot give it. You can't give what you don't have. You are not called. And so God has ordained this project, Project Restoration Biafra, and it must be accomplished. The heart of this project must never be allowed to see corruption. That is our promise. That is our pledge. And we must always be ever ready to help the helpless and to observe and hold and defend tenaciously and jealously cardinal principle of the golden rules. The golden rule must continue to rule our lives. Ebwe belu go belu, live and let live. That is the bedrock of our tradition and our way of life. We must not sleep because we are surrounded by the enemies. We must be vigilant. For the journey has just begun and we cannot afford to abandon this project at this particular point in time. Whether anybody thinks it right or wrong, we are marching ahead because this project has been ordained by God Almighty, Chukwu Abiama. Chukwu Obasibinigwe, the author and finisher of our faith and indeed this project. And we must not fail. We cannot afford to fail. What else can I say? We have come, we have deliberated today, and it is time to go. This is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast, and we thank God Almighty for having made it possible for us to have done what we have done today. And we thank all indigenous people of Biafra from around the world who have participated and who have listened. There are not so many calls today because we have panelists, and they, for avoidance of doubt, did justice to this program. Irrespective of intermittent breaks in this transmission, we thank you once more for what you have done, and we urge you to keep on keeping up. This is Radio Biafra, and from me, your sincere Uchenna Afor, it is good night from London. Tomorrow is another day.